Blog Talk Radio. Beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and if you're new to me, I am an angelic energy healer, a spiritual teacher and coach, as well as an angelic channel. So welcome, everyone, and we are in a new moon today. So let me go over the energy of the week and the month. But before we do, we are a live call-in show. So if you're interested in receiving some guidance or some messages from the angels, be sure to dial 714-816-4628. And be sure to press 1 on that keypad if you'd like to talk live. All right, so the energy of this week, Archangel Ariel is stepping forward for us, and she is, talking about manifesting. New moon is about manifesting those things that we want in our lives, and but also, before you do that. And it goes along with the show perfectly today. The show is on letting go of limiting beliefs. And so Archangel Ariel wants us to let go of those and release those limiting beliefs and heal them before sending those intentions that we have for our lives for this year. As well as this week and this month. So what I like to do is set intentions for the week, as well as setting intentions for the month. The divine and the angels know what it is that we want in our lives when it comes to our outcome. But we set these intentions. They're like if you imagine it as small goals that you set for the months and weeks to be able to reach our ultimate goal, our purpose when it comes to 2019. So Archangel Ariel really wants us to be aware of those things that we need to release, those things that no longer serve us. And, new moons are about releasing and letting go of those things that that we don't need so that we could get the new energy into our lives, as well as being able to set those intentions and being able to manifest those things that we desire and our passions in life. So and that is the energy of the week. And then when it comes to the energy of the month, Archangel Samuel as well as Archangel Michael are stepping forward for us. And this month, I don't know if you've already felt it, but it's so much lighter of an energy this month compared to last month, which was a little bit of a denser energy, a little bit heavier energy, because last month, a lot of us were still in that 2018 energy. of learning and growth. And so this month is going to be about movement and creating and abundance. And so I'm so excited about this month. There's going to be so much change, lots of movement. And it's, you know, it's a time to go and do things that we are meant to do. You know, last month, many of you may have been planning and really, looking within to see what it is that you want to create this year. And this month is about really forging ahead. It's our energy is going to really move us, and our intuition is going to really kick in so that we have these new ideas and new, make us want to do those things, to really step into our purpose, to step into those things that we want to create for ourselves, so that we can be in alignment with who we truly are. So, be sure to call on Archangel Michael, and he'll help you to first understand that, it is safe for us to, be dreaming and be creating and stepping out of our comfort zones. And, he's there to help us to understand that we are protected and we are led by the divine, supported and guided. So be sure to connect with him with that, as well as Archangel Samuel wants you to realize that, we are loved and we are, they want us to do those things that we want to do, that we want to create. And they're supporting us and they're guiding us, and they're showing us those things that we need to do, our next steps, so that we can really, reach our potential. So, be sure to connect with both of them. All you have to do is ask for them to be there. I'm always talking about meditating and journaling, and, those will be two important things, those things that, pop into your mind, those thoughts, those ideas, those aha moments. Be sure to jot those down, and, they're great reminders for us when we look back to see what it is that, happened, when we ask the angels questions and for different things in our lives. So be sure to connect with them. And, yeah, I'm so excited for this month. This month is going to be, there'll be a lot going on this month. And I hope you're excited too. All right. So we are going to go ahead and talk about the topic of letting go of limiting beliefs. So, I was led by the angels to talk about this, and Archangel Raphael is joining us today to help us to really realize those things that we need to let go of. In perfect timing, as always, because this week is about letting go of those things that no longer serve you, so that you can really be in the flow and in alignment. So when it comes to understanding what limiting beliefs are, limiting beliefs are those things, those thoughts and beliefs about ourselves that's not true. So those fears that come up for us, those doubts and judgments about yourself, and worries, all those different things that kind of come up, when we were children and when we were, very little, we didn't have any of those cares. We were carefree. We didn't have any worries. We didn't have any responsibilities. And, you know, we didn't care about what other people thought, you know, when it came to the things that we did and the things that we said. And a lot of this is, you know, going back to that, back to who we truly are. You know, we have to remember that we are perfect souls living in this human experience. So, you know, when it comes to our truth, when it comes to understanding who we truly are, it's about realizing that we are amazing and we are perfect within us. So, you know, when it comes to these limiting beliefs, to really get back to who we truly are, we have to let go. We have to release these limiting beliefs and release them and heal from them so that we can really get back to the divine want for us, you know, divine, we're divine love and light, and, you know, God and angels and the higher powers, they want us to be happy. They want us to feel joy in our lives all the time. And, okay, so I'm just reading what Dax wrote on, I forgot to mention that, you know, if you'd like to ask questions, you can also go to our chat room on psychictalk.net/live, and there's a chat room underneath the player. And Dax was just mentioning about the numbers for today. So today is 2/4/2019, which reduces to a 9. And so, you know, I had mentioned about letting go. And, you know, that has to do with, you know, the numerology that of today. So awesome. You know, that's awesome synchronicity as well. So, you know, when it comes to letting go of those, you know, that aren't true, those fears, those doubts and judgments about ourselves, and realizing that we are amazing, we are enough. You know, a lot of times, you know, as we grow up in, you know, the society and, you know, we get these thoughts and beliefs from, you know, we're influenced by friends and family and parents and, you know, social media and media itself, that a lot of times we are so bombarded by all these, you know, all of these messages that come to us, you know, whether it's, you know, how we should dress, how we should act, how we should talk. Because of all of this, you know, we forget to really listen to ourselves, you know, listen to our intuition. And, you know, it's muddled by all of this information that we're getting from the outside world. So, you know, when it comes to letting go of limiting beliefs, it's about letting go of those things that, you know, everyone else is telling us, you know, on how we should dress, how we should look, how, and, you know, because of those things, we get these judgments about ourselves, you know, how, you know, we don't look good enough. We don't act how we're supposed to. And, you know, we're being so critical of ourselves, and that's not who we are. You know, that's not who we were meant to be. And, you know, our souls, we have to remember, we are good enough. We are perfect. We are magnificent. We can do what we want. We can, co-create with the universe. We can, and, you know, the divine gives us these passions and these desires so that we can go back to what it is that we love to do. So there was a time that I remember when, after all of my losses and everything that I had been through with my family, that, after I had my first, my oldest, I had such great anxiety. And anxiety is another limiting belief. Through everything I went through, when it came to, it was about going outside and stepping outside and taking my son outside and getting some fresh air and, going for a walk. And I had great anxiety about that because, I wanted to keep my son safe. I wanted to make sure that nothing happened to him. So, I just couldn't step outside. I couldn't. It really paralyzed me. And all of those beliefs that I had of, something was going to happen to him, something was going to, if I went outside, I wouldn't be able to keep him safe. Those type of things were really, keeping me from realizing that I am good enough, that, the divine is going to protect us, and that I could do it. For me, that was something that I had to heal from and something that I had to let go of, those type of things are hard, when it comes to it's about money. We have these limiting beliefs about money because, growing up, whether it was, your family was poor or your family was, if your family was poor, you have that belief thinking, I have to work hard enough, harder in order to get the money that I need. But in reality, we have to remember that we're abundant. Everyone is abundant in all areas. And a lot of times we forget that because whether it's the money not coming in or, we're feeling so stressed with work. That happens because first we're not in alignment, because we have these limiting beliefs that we have to let go of. And, it's about those things that we have to heal from the past. And a lot of times, when I work with clients, we go through inner child's work because there's these beliefs that we grew up with within our families where we thought that, we have to work really hard in order to get the money. When in reality, the divine wants us to receive all of this abundance. And it doesn't have to take that much work. It's all about being in alignment. It's about doing those things that we truly love to do and those desires. A lot of times when, I've even taken calls on the show, I do mention limiting beliefs a lot. And, a lot of times it's those things that, those thoughts and beliefs that we grew up with that are blocking us from receiving that abundance, receiving the money that you want to receive, receiving the love that you want to receive. When it comes to love, whether it's you've had love in the past that has influenced you, when it comes to, things people have said, what your partners have said to you, emotionally, affecting you, and all of that really, comes into effect. They are all limiting beliefs. So, we have to remember that it's those things that we have to heal from in order to be in alignment in order for us to be ready to receive all of those things that we are meant to receive. All right, so this is you where you need some help in letting go of limiting beliefs. Feel free to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And be sure to press 1 on the keypad, and I would love to talk to you about any limiting beliefs that you may have. We have to truly remember who we really are. And it's about understanding that you are magnificent, that you are perfect when it comes to your soul. So what I'd like to mention, I mentioned this a lot, is, about meditating and really going deep within. Because when we go within and we, connect with our higher selves and connect with our inner child and connect with the divine, they'll show us. And all we have to do is ask. They'll show us that, we are meant to, live in alignment, live without having to be stressed all the time. And you're really living in flow. The divine are always there for us, and they're supporting us and guiding us. And, and it's through our intuition that, they're talking to us. And, it's a lot of times, we forget to really look for that support within the divine. So be sure to meditate and be sure to ask. All right. So before we move on, let's take a few calls. So the caller who's been waiting the longest, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. Thank you. Lisa from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa. How can I help you?
Well, my life seems to be a limited belief.
I see. So a lot of different things going on with you, when it comes to a lot of, it feels stuck?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Okay. And so did you have a specific question for me?
Stuck, how can I move forward? What am I supposed to be doing? I don't know. How
okay.
can I get out of it?
So, okay. So when I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. He's showing me that he wants you to focus on what you truly want when it comes to, your intention, what you want in life, and to be very specific in what you want. Today is a new moon, like I had mentioned, and, it's great to really journal out those things that you really want in your life, in all areas of your life. Be sure to, write those down. And then, as you're writing those things down, you're actually going to get a lot of these limiting beliefs come up to your consciousness. So those things that are holding you back, if there's any fears or doubts, judgments that you have, as you're writing down those things that you want to do, want to create this year. So when that happens, write those fears and doubts down on a separate piece of paper And ask yourself why they're coming up. Why is it that you're feeling certain fears? Why are, you know, certain doubts or these judgments about yourself coming up? And what you want to do is write that down and then rip up that piece of paper after you do. And then what you want to do is, you want to fill that energy that you just let go of with positive energy. So what you want to do is, ask Archangel Raphael. Also, Archangel Uriel will help you into realizing, what you're amazing at, what you're magnificent at, why you're good enough, or why you're enough. So start writing those things down, and it's going to come at you. You know, your intuition is really going to flow. And, just make sure to you write all that down. And when it comes to all areas of your life, think of all the different areas, being a member of family, being a friend, those type of things. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And that will really help you to get that new energy in, and you'll start to feel much better.
Beautiful. I really enjoyed your talk today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So let's go to our next caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, this is Tasha calling from California. I want to know any messages for me.
Oh, what was your name again?
Tasha.
Okay. So let me see for you. I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. So Archangel Raphael, we're talking about limiting beliefs, and there are some things that are starting to come to the surface for you. When it comes to limiting beliefs, and, when it comes to limiting beliefs, it can come as triggers or habits or patterns that come back up that are not serving you. When it comes to Archangel Raphael, call on him to help you to release those. When it comes to releasing, writing down those things that come up for you when it comes to triggers and patterns, whether it's doubts, fears, make sure you write those down as well. And then understanding, why are they coming up for you? Why are they, and Archangel Raphael will help you to heal from that. So, I hope that helps. Also, when it comes to Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward for you because he wants you to realize that it's okay to share your experiences that you've had in the past. Those things that you've experienced that, that may have been hurtful, those things that you've learned, those experiences that you learned from. And he wants you to start really sharing those things with others because you're going to realize that there's going to be a lot of other people that have gone through those same experiences that you have. And you'll find this camaraderie, likeness, that this community that you find that have gone through similar things that you have. So I hope that helps. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Okay. So, so I hope that helped. And hello? Hello? All right. So let's move on to our next caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello. Hi. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Timothy and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Timothy. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Great.
Thanks for taking
my call. So how can I help you? You are very welcome.
I just want to see if you have any messages, just in general for me. I'm trying to start out with some meditating 15 minutes a day at the minimum, trying to focus myself and get some answers from spirit on a new job/career direction. So I'm trying to let go of the limiting beliefs. You mentioned inner child work, which was mentioned to me, which I'm going to try to do, but I was curious if you had any messages to aid me on my journey.
Yes, so Archangel Raphael is stepping forward for you, and yes, he is mentioning about inner child work. And when you do this inner child work, when you meditate, and still, you can ask for your higher self to help you to. And actually, you know what? Archangel Raphael actually wants me to go through a journey with you right now. So if you can, you're not driving, are you?
Nope.
Okay, great. So you know, if you can close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. So take a few deep breaths, you know, breathe in, and then when you breathe out, breathe out with, through your mouth, and breathe out just visualizing all of this stuff that you don't need, just, you know, breathing it out and letting it go. And right now, Archangel Raphael is stepping forward for you. And he's standing right in front of you, and he is sending his green energy around you from your head, and it's going all the way down your body and to your feet. And from your feet, this energy is going up your body, and Archangel Raphael is going to help you open up your chakra, your heart chakra. So your heart chakra energy is going to expand outside of your body and to the ends of the room. So it's going to fill the room with this green heart chakra energy. So you can take a few deep breaths. And Archangel Raphael is going to take your hand and he's going to lead you on this white path that unfolds in front of you. And just notice the things that are around you. Look to your left, look to your right. And I want you to really focus on what comes in when it comes to messages, and your intuition, and then also how you're feeling and where you're feeling it. And as you're walking, the space is going to change. And now you're in this area of a forest. And in this forest, you're going to see a clearing in the middle. And I want you to look around and kind of notice everything that's around you. Notice if there are any angels, any spirits, any guides that are around. And in the middle of this clearing, you're going to see a bonfire. And Archangel Raphael is going to have you stand right in front of it. And as you're standing in front of it, he wants you to look into this fire. And he wants you to see your inner child within this flame. And this inner child is going to actually step out of the flame. And he's going to hold your hand. And as he holds your hand, Archangel Raphael is going to send energy around the both of you. And as he sends this energy, he wants you to ask your inner child what it is that you really need to know right now. And then he wants you to ask your inner child what it is that you can do to help this inner child, help your inner child. And then just notice the answers you receive. And then your inner child is now going to step back into the fire, in the flame. And Archangel Raphael is going to send you his energy and help you integrate this energy within your body. So he's going to open up your crown chakra, and then he's going to send his energy in through your crown chakra. And it's going to go all the way through your body. It's going to fill your body, go all the way down. Now he's going to take your hand and then lead you back to your heart chakra. And then Archangel Raphael is going to close your heart chakra. He's going to have it wind back into your body. And then he's going to help you ground your energy. So from your root chakra, there's going to be bright light going down from your root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth. And then from the center of the earth, there's going to be this golden energy that comes back up. And from your feet, it's going to intertwine and go all the way back up and all the way up. And as it goes all the way up to your head, he's going to take the energies of those things that no longer serve you. And it's going to be, it feels like a section that's going to go into this energy that he sent. And it's going to go up to the heavens. And then now he sends this divine love and light back down. And it's like these bright white drops of rain raining down on you. And then I want you to take a few deep breaths. And then when you're ready, you can open up your eyes. All right. So let me know how that felt for you. And if you'd like to talk about what you saw, I'd love to hear about that. So I hope that helped, Timothy. Okay. Right. Okay, so I believe we have a question from the chat room. I haven't really been able to look at it until now, but looks like confident newcomer has a question. Do you think I will meet my friend Vero in California? So what I do hear is a yes for you. And I didn't know if he had an additional question to that. So I'm looking here. A lot's going on in the chat room here, I guess. And so, yes, so confident newcomer, yes, I do hear a yes for you. And I also hear that to be, to expect some exciting things with that when it comes to meeting with your friends. So that's going to be very exciting for you, confident newcomer. I'm very excited for you. And confident newcomer, I do hear soon. I don't have a specific date for you, but I do hear it's coming soon. I hope that helps. But yeah, it's going to be exciting. Expect some good things out of it. So you'll be open and yes, expect a lot of good things. Okay, so I guess we have another question on the chat room. Miss I'm about to ask for a visa to USA soon. Do you think I will get it? Yes. So I do hear yes for you as well, Miss So. However, there are some things that it won't be right away. It's not going to be right away, but there are some things that you do need to work on. You know, we were talking about limiting beliefs, and there are some things that that you do kind of have to work on when it comes to confidence, as well as some fears that you might have. So be sure to call on Archangel Raphael to help you to understand what those are and to let go and release those things. You have a lot of great things that are going to happen, Sonia, I guess. Be open to that. But, you know, there are some things that you need to let go of and release before that happens. Okay. So we are past the bottom of the hour. So let's go ahead and see what is coming up on Psychic Talk Network. So tomorrow, on Tuesday, Power of Three hosts Vivian and Rose will be back, and they are going to be talking about developing as a medium. And they will be taking your calls as well. So be sure to tune in for them if you would like a reading. On Thursday, so very exciting, Stephanie Mayo has her own show, and it's premiering on Thursday. So be sure to tune in with her and get to know her a little more. As well as if you'd like a mini reading, be sure to call in. And you can call in on the same number that you call in for our show today. And then on Friday, we are celebrating 250 episodes. And so, you know, come and celebrate with us on air. So if you'd like to speak with us and, you know, celebrate with us, be sure to tune in. 250 episodes. That's, wow, that's very exciting. Okay. So those are some of the shows that are coming up on Psychic Talk. So you can always go to psychictalk.net/upcoming. And let's see, I believe we have another caller. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Katie. How can I help you today?
I love the topic. I don't know if you covered this already. I'll have to maybe listen back. But if someone has a limiting belief, say, for example, if you want to believe that money is good or you want to be a millionaire or something like that, did you offer, was there like a technique you can do, or how would I open up to receiving abundance of money?
So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And, you know, when it comes to abundance, we have to realize we are all abundant, first of all. You know, and the divine always wants us to receive all of the abundance that they have for us. But, yeah, there are some things that block us, these limiting beliefs that block us from receiving all of that abundance. And for you, I see some inner child work that needs to be done.
Yes.
So, you know, things that happened in your family growing up that, you know, those beliefs that you grew up with, whether it was, you know, whether it was
someone
you know,
else's judgments. Yeah, like basically someone else's beliefs. They're not really mine. They were just kind of like put on me.
Yes. You know, and, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be that they said that you can't make money or you can't do this, but, you know, whether it was, you know, you had to work so hard for it or any of those type of beliefs. Yeah. So, you know, we have to really let go of those. And when you call an Archangel Raphael, he'll help you to do that inner child work. And actually, I actually just did a call with a journey. So journey with Archangel Raphael. And you should do
okay.
that same journey with him. And when you do that journey, you're going to see your inner child. And, you know, when you call on Archangel Raphael, he'll help you with the questions that you need to ask in order to do this healing.
Yeah, because I'm just kind of like, I have no use for these judgments, you know. I have no use for them. I want to be successful. I want to be happy. So I don't want them in my life. And so I'm just ready to let them go.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when it comes to those things too, you know, write them down. You know, as you feel these judgments come up for you, these triggers, these patterns that keep coming up, you know, be sure to write them down. And as you're writing, you know, ask for Archangel Raphael to help you to understand how you could clear and release it. So, you know, when you write these fears and doubts down, you know, after you write it down, rip it up. You know, it's it really tells the universe that we no longer want it and we're releasing it.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a good idea, right? It's like it's a release technique, yeah.
Yes. And then once you do that, you have to fill that energy back. So you have to fill it with the good stuff, you know, the positive of how amazing you are. All of those examples of those times you received abundance, and also remembering that you are abundant right now. Even like, for instance, do you notice coins or things that you see on the ground?
You mean outside or?
Outside,
yeah, I know.
Or
yeah,
even in your home?
I find dollars. I find money. Yes.
Awesome. So those are signs from the divine telling us that we are abundant, and we should, you know, and we should be grateful even for a penny that we find on the street. You know,
right.
So really feeling that gratitude, and then also writing it down. You know, saying, you know, being grateful for all that you have, all those different things that you have. And then, you know, and then you're going to start to really feel that, you know, you're going to start feeling amazing. You're going to feel a new energy that comes in. And that's what you want to feel when you write down all those positive things
right.
about you, how amazing you are. Because we have to remember that we are perfect souls living
right.
in this human experience, in this human body. So, you know, be sure to do that. And when you do, you're going to, you know, be in this energy of joy and gratefulness. And then things will just start to flow. And things will be more in alignment for you. And things will just start to happen when it comes to your intuition and ideas and all these different thoughts. And yeah, that's when everything will just kind of align for you.
Okay, yeah, because I'm trying to attract a new job. And, you know, I've been looking for a little while, but I'm starting to, you know, people are calling me and contacting me and setting up interviews and different things like that. So I'm really excited. So I can tell that I've, you know, probably shifted already. Than say last month, because last month I wasn't really getting calls, I mean, or December rather. So I just want to stay open to receiving and really, you know, get a new job and a positive place and, you know, a place that I like. So that's kind of like one
that's
of my
awesome.
Goals right now. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, and then, you know, when it comes to jobs, remember to focus on those jobs that you really, truly want.
Right.
You know, don't let the fear of I'm not going to get the job that I want, so I'm just going to apply for everything and just settle.
Right.
No, you don't want that. So really go for those jobs that you truly want.
Yeah, because I went to an interview for one place, right? And the thing that they were doing was interesting, but the office was very, I don't know if I would be sitting where I seen or if I would have my own office, I don't know. But it was very cluttered, and it almost reminded me of a closet or something like that. You know, they had like, so I wasn't sure about, even though I was like, the salary is okay, but I can get way more. And I was like, I don't know. But then I was like, you know, well, should I, if say if they did offer it to me, should I just take it so I have something, or should I just wait for the job that I really want? And I was like, you know, I guess it's something I have to think about. Not that they
and
offered
then,
it to
know,
me,
also,
but yeah.
But also, you really pay attention to your wording here, because right now you're saying, I don't know, you know, maybe. And those are signs, you know, those are signals that
it's not right for you.
So
That's what I was, I was feeling that. I was feeling that. But, you know, when you don't have a job, it's like, you know. But I was feeling
that too.
I was feeling that,
Yeah, so, a lot of times, you know, and it's hard, especially, like, listening to our own selves. It's hard to do, you know, because, you know, it's hard to be objective. So writing is, you know, very helpful in this case where, you know, you see all of it come out on paper, on what you're telling yourself and what you're saying. So,
But I have seen some jobs that I prefer and that I'm interested in, and people have contacted me about the jobs I really want. So I'm like, okay. So I'm just going to stay open and positive and I guess follow my intuition about it.
Yes, exactly. Awesome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. And
you
let
too,
me
thank
know
you.
How that goes.
I will. I'm going to also play this back so I can hear the Raphael thing you did.
Yes, the journey. Yes. So for anyone, you know, that journey is going to help you when it comes to healing. So you can do it more than once, too. And you may see different things as well. So I hope that helps. And then, you know, you can always feel free to contact me if you have any questions as well.
All right. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Have a great one. Awesome. So we are about the time that the show is done. You know, before we leave, I want to just kind of reiterate some things that, you know, we have to remember that, you know, letting go of these limiting beliefs and healing them will really help us to be in alignment with who we truly are, as well as what it is that we need to be doing when it comes to our purpose and our calling. So, you know, I hope that this week you'll take the time to do some meditating and understanding. And I had mentioned about the meditation that the journey that we went on today with one of the callers. Anyone could do that journey to help you release those things that no longer serve you, as well as doing some inner child healing. So, you know, when you look into this flame, you could be seeing different things. It may not be a person, just so that you understand, it could be a thought, a belief that you need to let go of. And, you know, be sure to call in Archangel Raphael when doing this journey, and he'll help you to understand what it is that you need to let go of, those limiting beliefs, those things that we've learned in the past, you know, growing up, that are not who you truly are. So, you know, be sure to do that. You can also contact me if you have any questions. And then also I do book sessions. To help you to heal those limiting beliefs that you may not quite realize you have, but I will help you to pinpoint what it is. And then also, next week, You know, next week we're getting into Valentine's Day and things like that. And so next week we're actually going to be talking about, still in this series, about loving yourself, like truly loving yourself. You know, a lot of times I get clients telling me, yes, I love myself, but are you truly loving yourself, really in a soulful way? You know, knowing that you're a perfect soul, really loving yourself. So we're going to delve into that and continue on to this series. So I hope to have you listen in or call in. And I want to thank everyone for joining us today. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. And I'm sending everyone lots of love and light. So have a wonderful week, and bye-bye for now.